Ports along the entire West Coast remain shut down. Negotiations scheduled between dock workers and shipping company officials have been called off today, according to a union spokesman. Both sides say they are far from reaching an agreement, and retailers, farmers, and manufacturers across the country are growing impatient. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
It looked like there was progress being made in the stalemate between dock workers and the shipping companies yesterday. Both sides had agreed to sit down with a federal mediator in Oakland. But when the shipping company officials showed up with two armed guards, union officials stormed out of the building. International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union President James Spinoza says his union will not be bullied by armed thugs and strong-arm tactics that harken back to the 1930s.
What this is intimidation. This is the corporate world trying to break unions and intimidate here. Let's get it straight what's going on here.
Spinoza says the Pacific Maritime Association is using these tactics to stall negotiations and hold the U.S. economy hostage. But a spokesman for the PMA says the guards were just a precautionary measure and would be present at any future negotiations. In a written statement, the federal mediator called the presence of armed security guards inappropriate and a breach of bargaining protocol, but he hopes the negotiations will move forward. However, back-and-forth accusations continued throughout yesterday in dueling press conferences across San Francisco. Union officials say they won't go back to the table unless the PMA sends an executive team to the negotiations. PMA spokesman Tom Edwards says the union's demands will not be met.
Now they're asking that we replace our negotiating team. That's like asking Randy Johnson or Curt Schilling to sit out the World Series. No chance.
The PMA says they'll reopen the ports if the dock workers sign an extension to their expired contract. The union says they've signed day-to-day extensions since September 2nd, and that hasn't brought the two sides any closer together. The major sticking points in the contract negotiations have been over pension benefits and job security as new cargo handling technology is introduced to the ports. While both sides continue to spar, businesses across the country are getting anxious. In California, farmers are worried about their perishable exports sitting idle on port docks, and retailers say they won't be able to stock shelves for the upcoming holiday season. Goldman Sachs warned yesterday that the sluggish U.S. economy could suffer another hard body blow if the port standoff continues much longer, and it urged the Bush administration to be aggressive in its attempts to end the shutdown. Independent truck driver Bernardo Oshada, who was waiting in line at a weigh station across from the expansive Oakland port, hopes something happens soon to open the docks. He managed to get a full load of produce for his truck, but he says this will be his last for a while, and he's worried.
I'm not making money no more like this situation, you know, just doing one load. I'm feeling bad.
The longshoremen out on the picket line say they are worried too, but they're not going to budge. At the picket line in front of Oakland's Berth 34, it looks like a party. A couple dozen men and women are hanging out, grilling meat, and listening to music. Longshoreman Jack Heyman says looks are deceiving.
Many of our members here have been doing picket duty for 24 hours. And so in a situation like that, where you're locked out of your jobs, tempers rise and people are very frustrated with the situation.
That frustration on both sides of the dispute is likely to continue today, as the ports remain shut down for a third straight business day. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.